Thank you. I would want also for us to reflect on whether the indicator would be made more doable if we limited the reporting to officially recorded missing by what and leave the process to national methodologies. So if you have your own methodology for capturing missing in relation to disaster, then that would be what would be reported. So I want us to reflect on this as we go ahead. The difficulties and the possibility for miscounting, I think, is now clear from the intervention of some members. Is this a challenge that we can or cannot overcome? And we need to reflect on this. Finally, at some point, we're going to have to consider whether, while it's not our specific mandate, we could do what I think Julio did yesterday, where there may be two issues on which every country is ready to say, I will commit to report on this indicator. But there are other issues which we can't report to the GA as global indicators on which there will be full and I don't want to use the word binding or mandatory, but there's full commitment to engage by all members. And there are others that the working group would commend for consideration by members, perhaps for application in their national reporting or for optional reporting, because data never hurts. The problem is that you don't want to mislead people. So if indeed there are 50 or 80 countries that capture missing persons accurately, if that is reported by them optionally, will it begin to show trends that will not be in the global reporting, but can be in the studies and so on, that perhaps for the next framework, we have a background that tells us how those who have been capturing this data and have been doing it, how we have reflected it in global trends and move forward. But this is for you to come to. It's a semi-political question as to whether we have a category of fixed indicators on which we are all agreed, and perhaps some recommendations that we make to capture the valuable work that is done, but recognize that there is a physical impossibility to take a commitment on this because it cannot be guaranteed. Either critical mass of commitment or universal commitment. I am sorry for sort of going in the first indicator and terminology discussion. Please bear with us, because if we can bring out some of these conceptual issues, we should move faster when we go further, because this clearly is a question you have to address. Do we have a narrower set or core of indicators on which we will all agree and have a further set of recommendations, however we describe it, that we can make based on our findings, but which will not be part of the core? This is something I think we can reflect on as a solution-seeking measure as we go along, because I am of the view that some countries may prioritize things that fit into that list of variables Switzerland said, that it's important for one member, but it's not done by another. Does that member just have it lost? That is, it's taken off the table, or we find another way to reflect its importance. Let's think about this as we proceed. Bangladesh.